Zog de Gemara daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, 5 lines from the top. Omer Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Golu v'yadua lefnei misha omer v'hoya oylom, she'ein b'doyra sherem meyer komoysoi. There was no one like Ramey in his generation as great as him. Umi pnei maloi kov aloch komoysoi. So why is the aloch and alik Ramey in every instance? Zog de Gemara, shlo yochlu chaverov lamed al soif daitoi. They couldn't understand Soif Daitoi because he said, Shahoya Oimer al Tomei Tahar. He said about something that was really Tomei. He used to say it's Tahar. Umar leponim. And he used to give all types of reasons why it's Tahar. And likewise, al Tahar, on something that was really Tahar, he used to say it's Tomei. Umar leponim. And he gave reasons why it's Tomei. Now, at the end, Ramea might have said that it's really Tahar, it's really Tomei. He only did it l'chadeid in order to show the charifus of Torah, but they couldn't paskal like him because they weren't sure if this was the ma'al upon him or this was the real thing that he really held. Now, why is this not a michshel? L'chayre, if he said that it's Tomei, or if he said that it's Tor, when really it's Tomei, why is it not a michshel that could come out of it? So Rabbi Nachananel seems to be warned that, and Rabbi Nachananel says, Shloyomdu achaveir aval seif daitoi, shoyomare ki ilu metame sa tohor umar leponim. When he said Tomei, he didn't say Tomei. It was Ki'ilu Tomei. That Ki'ilu was making sure that it's not going to be a Michshel. He wanted to show the Charifas of Torah, so he was Mar upon him. But even the Tomei was Ki'ilu Tomei. So Mela, it wasn't a problem of a Michshel. So why the Taka is the... Were they not Paschal like him? Why did the Gemara say So the Ben Yoyod explains, because even in Ki'ilu, they were scared to be kovei aloch kamoisoi. People shouldn't say that we paskin like him at the psak din of his keilu. And this might have been a psak din of keilu that we paskin like him. So in order to evade that, they couldn't say that the aloch is like him in every instance. So Drashi lo yochlu lohavin ve'ezeh dvarim nechoinim ve'ezeh ein dvarim nechoinim. Why couldn't they know if it's correct or not? She'in noisein das miyushibi gave a very good reasoning v'hogun al ein halocha kalocha. On something that the aloch is not like that. As if the halacha is like that. Zog the Gemara, Tana loy Rameya Shmoy. His name wasn't really Rameya. His real name was El Rav Nohi Roy Shmoy. V'lo menikra Shmoy Rameya. Why was he called Rameya? Shumeya ein chachomim b'halacha. Zog the Gemara, and likewise, V'lo Nohi Roy Shmoy. There was another person called Rav Nohi Roy. Rameya was really Rav Nohi Roy. He was called Rameya. But it was someone else that was called Rav Nohi Roy. Who was that? That was Rav Nechemya Shmoy. V'ami lo, others say Rav Loz ben Aroch Shmoy. There's Tanu Rabbi Loza ben Aroch. V'lo menik Rishmoy Noi Roy. Why was Rabbi Loza ben Aroch called Noi Roy? Or why was Rabbi Nechemi called Noi Roy? Shemanir eini chachomim ba'alocha. He enlightens the chachomim with his halochas. Zog demoro Oma Rebbe. Hai demechadad no michavroi. The reason why, or other gisoys, or Rav, or the reason why I am more sharp than my chaverim is the chaziti l'remeya machoyrei. I saw the back of a mayor. Even the back, while I was learning, I saw the back of his, not his face, that itself was already a reason that I'm a chorif. V'ilchazit and mekamif would have seen the front of his face, then have him a chad in the tvei, I would have been even sharper. D'chsiv hoi enecha rois merecho. Zog demora om rabbi vor, om rabbi yechnon. Talmud hoi lel ramei v'sumchis moi. Ramei had a Talmud called Sumchis. Shoi oi ma'al kol dove v'dove shal tuma, aboi mushmoi netami tuma. He used to give 48 reasons on something that is tomei, why it's tomei. V'al kol dove v'dove shal tairo, aboi mushmoi netami tairo. So it was a gewaldige madrega. The Mashal explains that we know that by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, "Va'tachzereu ma'at melekim," and he was nizgale b'fon of memtes sharebino, out of the nun sharebino. So sumchus was a little less than Moshe Rabbeinu. It was memches reasons klapi the memtes of Moshe sharebino, out of the nun sharebino. He reached memtes, so he gave 48 reasons klapi that cheshbin. Sok digemara tono talmid v'sikoy b'yavne. Additional mices of charifus of talmidim. Zog mal talmid vasikoyu biyavne. Shoy metayas asheretz b'meir v'chamishim taimim. He was metayas sheretz 150 reasons. Now Tosfos right away says it doesn't mean he was metayas sheretz b'maga. The Torah says beheadi that it's tomei. What it means is that he's metayas sheretz be'in le'inyan tumas masa le'inyan tumas nevela. That it's not going to be metayas b'masa. That he had 150 reasons. Zog ma om ravina ani odun vatareno. I'll bring you kal v'chomer why it should not be metame b'masa. Uma nochash emeimis. A nochash kills people. It's poisonous. It kills. Uma betum, and it brings about tumas meis because it kills people. Yet the nochash itself is tar because it's not one of the shemayin shrotzim. So sheretz, a sheretz that's yes one of the shemayin shrotzim. She ain't a meimis. Doesn't kill. Uma betuma. And it's not memis umar bituma. Sheget she'ena memis v'mar bituma. It's not memis umar bituma. Like kol shekein, that it should be tar. Madach nochesh, which is memis. It's mar bituma. It's tar. Such man shrotzim. So sheretz that is not memis and not mar bituma. So for sure it should be tar. That's the reason why it's tar from tumas masa, like they says, not from tumas maga. So come over lohi. Ma'ase koitz ba'al makovit. You can't bring a kavul chomer from nochesh because. Just like a koitz, if a thorn kills, you're not going to say the thorn is metama or not metama. It's mar betuma. The thorn is not going to become tome. The nochash is a thorn. It's a bullet. That's all it is. We don't look at it bichlal as a dovid that's metama because it's a thorn. It's a bullet. So mele, that's the reason why it doesn't. It's not metama. Mashenke loylam sheretz, and maybe it would be metama. It's not stam a thorn. It's after all, it's a sheretz. Sheretz is from the Shemana Shrotzim. So there's no kavul chomer from nachash. Zok the Gemara, Omer Abba, Omer Shmuel. Shalosh shanim nechleku beishamer beishilel. There was a three-year machloikas who the halach is like. Halolo oimrim halach kamay seinu. Halolo oimrim halach kamay seinu. Yotza basko, ila basko came out, a voice emanated from Shemayim. And a voice emanated and said, v'omro, eilu ve'le divalikim chayim, both are correct. V'halach ike beishilel. Both are correct, but the halach is like beishilel. So what does it mean both are correct? How could both be correct? So there's a few different pshatim in the Rishonim. Rashi in Ksubis, Dafnun Zayin says that the reasons of Beishamai are correct and the reasons of Beis Hillel are correct. What does that mean? You can apply the reasons in other cases. The reason is correct. Allah's like Beis Hillel. But the reason that he said is still can be used in other instances and that's what it means, Eilu ve'Eilu. The Ritva says, another pshat, the Ritva says, Eilu ve'Eilu Dibulikim Chai means that Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai got memtes ponim la Torah. So he asked the Ebesha, why are you giving me memtes ponim? So the Ebesha said, because in every generation there are going to be chachomim that are going to decide what the halach is based on these memtes ponim. So Mamela, it's Eilu ve'Eilu. It's Taka said, halach la Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai. The reason of Beis Shammai and the din of Beis Hillel, they're all said in Har Sinai. Just every chachomim, every dor have the ability to be goyze and to paskin. State on Ritva, gewaldig yisoid, that gzeris chachomim are nichlal in halach l'mosh m'sinai. That's all included in halach l'mosh m'sinai, in the mem desponim that Moshe Rabbeinu got. Zog di gomorre, v'chimacha she'elu v'ele divlekim chayim. If both are correct, p'nei ma zoch b'esil l'kvoya halach k'moysen, why is the halach like b'esil? Zog di gomorre, m'pnei shenoichin, they're easy going with people, v'aluvin, and they're humble, Aluvin are you? V'shonin divrei v'divrei Shammai. And when they repeat their halachas, they also say over the words of Beis Shammai. V'loyoid, not just to say the words of Beis Shammai. Ela shamakdim divrei Shammai divrei. They first mention Beis Shammai before they mention their own din, before their own reasoning. So Gemara Koish Shanino, like we learned in Gemara in Sukkah. Mishahoya roish shivru b'sukkah. If someone's sitting roish shivru by majority of his body in the sukkah, v'shulchan b'tachabayis and his table is in the home. So there's a chashash. That is Shema Yimshach Achash Shulchanoi, you might sit where the Shulchan is. So Beis Shammai poislin, because the Gzeir of Shema Yimshach Achash Shulchanoi. U Beis Hillel Machshirin, they say, no, we're not Goyza. Omu Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai, Loikachoye Maisa, wasn't there a story? Shalchu Zikne Beis Shammai, Zikne Beis Hillel. They went, Levakir Zabiyachim and Achunis, on Sukkahs, they went to visit him. Umatsu Yoshev, Roshev, Rubi Sukkoi, Shulchanoi Betechabais. They found him in such state of Shulchanoi Betechabais and Roshev, Rubi Sukkoi. And what happened? And they didn't protest. So if they didn't protest, Allah is like me, that we're not going to Shami Yimshach Shukhanoi. Omlan Beis Shammai said, Beis Shammai said back. Mishom Rai, there's no Rai from there. Afhein Omgaloi, the Chum actually told Rabbi Yochanan Ben Achunis, Im Kacha Yisanoig, if this how you sat in the Sukkah your whole life, look, Yamta Mitzisukkah Miyamecha, you will never Yoytza Mitzisukkah. And Toysin Sukkah Dav Gimel says, you're not even Yoytza Sukkah Midaraisa. Yesh Koich Biat Chum in the Gzeira of Shami Yimshach Shukhanoi, they have a Koyach. To say that you're oikadom in a Torah, that you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. Some gzeiras, you don't have to, you're not oikad a mitzvah in Gansen. We know shofar, there's a gzeira that you don't blow it on Shabbos. Shema yava yavireno. Shet b'kiveiga, that if a person blows on Shabbos, he's yoitz in shemaim, whatever that the yoim true twos off. But they're not oikad a mitzvah in Gansen, that you're not yoitz. By sukkah, shet in toys in sukkah, there's a machlokes shoinim, but toys holds that you're oikad, they're not even yoitz a mitzvah sukkah. What's the pshat? So the pshat is because some gzeris chum have a koich to say that if you didn't listen to us, it's as if you were nichshal and you fell through what we're concerned about. So it's as if you sat now b'makom shulchanoi. Gzeres shemishim shachach shulchanoi is if you were yoyshe b'makom shulchanoi. So merely not yoytza. You're sitting in your home by the shulchan. Mashenken shemiyavigeno, you blew the shofar. It's as if you were mavir. So you were mavir, but it doesn't take away from the mitzvah of shofar. You blew the shofar. So that's why shofar you yoytza. That's not going to difference. Or let's say you're not allowed to have a sukkah on the Rosh Ilan. Why? Shemiyachtach zmeira. If you sit there, state in Rashi in sukkah, you're yoytza. I is gzeres chomim. The gzeres chom is, if you didn't listen to us, it's as if you were chaytech hazmaira. But chaytech hazmaira, cutting off a branch, doesn't mean you didn't sit in the sukkah. So that's where you yoytza the sukkah. Over here, it's as if you sat b'makom shulchanoi. That's a gzeira. So you're not taking out yoytza. But upon him, Beis Shammai said, if this what took place, then Itaka told him, lo kiyamtim mitzvah sukkah miyomecho. Now, where do we see in this maisa that we're makdim Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel? Zog the Gemara, very simple, because it says in the Maisa, Shaholchu Zikne Beis Shammai, V'Zikne Beis Hillel. When Beis Hillel said over the Maisa, they were makdim Zikne Beis Shammai before Zikne Beis Hillel to be Mavakir B'Yechim Ben Achornis. So that's what the Allah was Nikva Kamoisom, because they were makdim Divi Chavreim LeDivreim. Zog the Gemara, from the fact that we pass like Beis Hillel because of the Mida of Anova that they had, they were so humble. L'Lam Dechot's coming to teach us, Shkola Mashpilat, whoever lowers himself. He's an onov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbir, the Eibusha elevates him. V'chol HaMagbir HaAtzim, whoever elevates himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpil, the Eibusha lowers him. Shkol HaMechazer Al HaGdula, whoever runs after Srog, after COVID, after Gdula, Berachas Mimenu, it runs away from him. V'chol HaBerach Min HaGdula, whoever runs away from it, so Gdula Mechazer HaZachov, it runs after him. Shkol HaDoichik HaZashor, meaning, whoever pushes against all odds in order to make himself great, even though it's not the right time. Shod the character, his mazel's not going to stand with him. He's not going to be matzliach. V'chol nitcha, whoever lets himself not push for something that the shod doesn't allow it. V'bnei shod, nitcha b'nei shod, he realizes it's not the right time. So shod he met his loyder will be a right time. That will be matzliach a different time. The mashal says over here that this gemara is meramez on three different inyonim. This klapi de ebishter, person is mashpil atzmoy, klapi de ebishter, so the ebishter is makbiyim. This klapi chaveiroi, that is bereach min hakoved, means bereach min hakoved from chaveroi, and the kovet comes after him, because the chaverim are machshivim, he's bereach from kovet, so that's he becomes ov to chaverov, that's klapi chaveroi, and then there's klapi atzmoi, the shor that's the chekas loy, it's not the right time, that's klapi atzmoi, so there's klapi kodesh bochu, klapi chaveroi, and klapi atzmoi, all three things, the right way to go about it, and the wrong way to go about it. Zog the Moton Rabbonon. Stay shon with Mechza Nechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. There was 2.5 years of Machloikas. Halolo Oimrim Noyach Loyla Odom Shlo Nivro Yos Mish Nivro. They said, Halolo said, it's better that a person wouldn't be created more than he was created. Because he has all the Averis. Valolo Oimrim, the other party said, Noyach Loyla Odom Shlo Nivro Yos Mish Lo Nivro. It's better he was created. Because the Maisi has mitzvahs that is Mekayim. Nimnu V'gomru. There was a count, and they came out la'alocha because of the majority that noyach lo'el adam shloy nivra yosem shnivra. It's better that he wouldn't have been created because the ma'isa all the averes that a person amasses. However, achshav shenivra, now that he was created, yefashvesh b'maisov. He has to be mefashvesh, look at his averes that he did, and be choyze b'tshuva. The amrilei and others say, yemashvesh b'maisov. Look ahead to the future. When this averes comes your way, look at it and decide, is it kedai, is it not kedai? Look at the schar mitzvah k'neged hefseido, schar averes k'neged schoro, look what I can lose out on. So yeah, it's called yemashvesh b'maisov. If it's kedai, that it's not kedai to do, and that's what the person has to be mashmish b'maisov. Tosis says that the noich la'odim shloy nivro is not going on tzaddikim. By a tzaddik, ashrov v'ashrei doiroi. We'll stop over by the Mishnah, the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis.